The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And just wanted kind of to open up this morning about something closer to home. A number of the provisions that have been provided are introduced into the state legislature's special session by the Landry administration is being taken up for consideration this week. In fact, some of those have already moved through the House and will be on their way to the Senate. Not a lot of debate, not a lot of discussion, which is kind of interesting as to where we land on all of these issues, and not a lot of backfilling on a whole lot of proposed list of services that will be subject to sales tax. Not a clear understanding for you as a sales taxpayer as to whether or not locals charge sales tax on some of these services and the state did not, or vice versa, the state did, the locals did not, or what the impact is right now. What does it look like and what is it going to look like as it relates to these issues? We're all trying to get the numbers to work in order to reduce corporate franchise tax, eliminate it, reduce corporate taxes from 7.5% to 4.5%, reduce individual tax rates to a 3% flat rate, renew the 4/5 cent sales tax, which is set to expire in June of 2025. And I'm not sure what the duration is going to be of that. I would hope that they had articulated that as well. But I would encourage you to look at, in fact, the Advocate posted a full list of services that they intend to tax. Part of the problem, though, is in these categories, there's all kinds of definitions of what these words actually mean and how far-reaching are they and what do they mean. So if you go to line item 1 in the article, it says lodging. Well, what is that? Is that hotel motels? Is that Airbnb? Is that you renting your home? Are you renting a piece of property? So what is going to actually be taxed? If you're in the city of New Orleans, you're going to pay a little bit more between state and local, about 10.1%, 10.2%. And in Jefferson, it's a little over 9%, about 9.2, I think, if my memory serves me correct, that you can add to the bill. Now, this is all to offset, you know, them being able to go to the 3% flat rate on income. And depending where you land relative to standard deductions, right, these additional taxes are kind of interesting. Just kind of wonder whether or not somebody really comes out on the plus side here or even close. Is it really expense neutral for you? Are you gaining anything? And I've yet to see any back of the envelope calculations by members of the media or otherwise or public interest groups as to how this works for an average family and what it actually means. for them as well. There are some recent studies out that talk about. I got one this morning from a report called the U.S. Mobile Phone Market Size and Household Spend Report that kind of characterizes some of these expenses. What's your average amount that you spend on your phone bill? Because that's going to be taxed. Hasn't been taxed so thus far. So if your phone bill is, you know, $100-something dollars a month, you add that up, you're probably going to be north of $1,400. You're going to be, somewhere at a pretty good number. Take 10% of that. That's how much it's going to go up in general in the city of New Orleans. Add another 10%. Parking, if you're paying $30 a day, you're paying another $3. That's another $720 a year. If you wash your car twice a month at the, you know, second tier from the top level, that's another $276 in taxes that you're paying there. Pool maintenance on an average cost of, let's say, $80, $90 a month, and I think the going rate is actually higher than that, you're going to pay another $938 annually by having to pay the sales tax. Lawn care, the same thing. You're going to be paying about another $950 annually in additional taxes. If you have a burglar alarm and you're paying for monitoring service, you could be paying as much as $331 in taxes. You know what those costs are. Figure it out what your tax rate is and start to do this back of envelope calculation as to whether or not this is going to actually make sense for you. The big number in my mind is, I don't know about you, but my cable TV bill is about $340 a month, right? So that's $4,000 a year. And you multiply that by, I think it's 9.2% is what we're paying in sales tax here. You get to a big number. This thing is acting up on me pretty fast. And, you know, so.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see. This thing's not going right. All right. So just if you just took 10% of that, you're talking about another $400 in tax on cable TV. All of those streaming services that you have are going to be taxed at the sales tax rate of your jurisdiction. If you rent storage space, it's going to be taxed. You get a tattoo, taxed. Go to a travel agent, tax. Towing, wrecking services, tax. Going to a tanning booth, you'll be taxed. That could probably break Donald Trump. Home repairs, car repairs, boat repairs, home appliance repairs, furniture repair, and electronic repairs hadn't been taxed. Now it'll be taxed. Locksmith tax. Event planning and catering will be taxed. Personal training. If you go to the workout facility, you hire a personal trainer. That's taxed. You groom your pet. That's now going to be taxed. Service of legal process now in this state is going to be subject to a sales tax as well. If you have litigation. Rideshare, Uber, taxis, transportation, taxed. Interior decorating, taxed. Weight loss program, that's going to be taxed. If you're out there on a dating service, you're going to be paying taxes for that. DoorDash, Instacart, Amazon, Flex, all of those delivery services will be taxed. If you're storing a boat somewhere, that's going to get taxed. If you join AAA, that's going to be taxed. If you have a locker at a club or something, that will be taxed. Shoe shines, taxed. Timeshares, taxed. Dry cleaning, taxed. Printing will be taxed. And then ticket sales for entertainment and recreational events and amusement parks will be taxed. Now, when you think about that, that's pretty broad, right? Soccer, taxed. NOLA Gold, taxed. High school events where you're paying to get in. Baseball, football, you know, soccer, all taxed. When you think about all of the sports teams, Delgado, Southern, Dillard, Xavier, UNO, Tulane, LSU, all of the activities that they charge you to get in to see tennis, this, that, or otherwise, that's now going to be subject to the tax. Pelicans, Saints, taxed. So all of these things are pretty broad, and you start to add up the cost of this ticket, the cost of your season tickets, and, you know, the amount of money that you're paying there, and then compare that to what that flat rate income tax number is going to be for you and with the deductions, because there are some fairly generous deductions there that hopefully make it expenditure neutral for you. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I've done a couple of back-of-the-envelope calculations, and at certain income levels, it doesn't work. And the reality is these prices of goods for services are more likely to go up than your wage. So just keep that in mind as well. That's the reason we're upside down right now. That was one of the predominant reasons that Trump got elected, because people's wages were not growing at a fast enough rate in order to keep up with inflation. Individual goods were costing more, and the amount of their income was not going up. When you take 50 or so items that historically have not been taxed that now are going to be taxed, you're going to be beginning to see what is going to happen. Now, one of the other impacts that this has, and one of the dangers of this, is the ceiling. And this is how I refer to the ceiling. The capacity of the local business owner to charge a certain amount for services, right? So let's say that it's $100. And he feels like, he or she feels like, that's the number, the optimal number that works for me. Is that, let's say it's a business that you are accustomed to getting a tip. Well, now you're adding a 10% sales tax. So now that item is $110. What do you think happens? Less likely to be able to go up on the cost of that service, right? If need be. Less likely to be able to pay a tip on those services because you're coming out of pocket with more money. So, you know, the realities here are, you know, the business owner themselves, you've lowered the ceiling for them and the capacity of where they can have their price point moving into the future, as a lot of the goods for service that they have, the prices are going up. The only way that they can overcome that is to raise their price. But when you have historically a taxable event that was not taxed, and now it is, you've lowered the ceiling. Now, what's going to be interesting in all of this process is pay very close attention to who gets exempted out of this broad list and how they end up defining these categories, right? And you're going to find out who's got the political juice. Because I doubt very seriously that ultimately this is going to be, all businesses will be treated the same. They won't. Some will get out, some will be in. And that's the tough questions that are going to be have to be asked of these legislators that decided who the winners and losers are here. A lot of people that I talk to, they have lobbying services on here that's to be taxed. A lot of people are saying, I'll believe it when I see it. That on the last day of this session, they still are taxing lobbying services. It'll be interesting. And it'll be interesting about a number of other these situations, too. So, for example, if you go to and you buy a new car, right? If you're like me, you buy the warranty, right? You want that extended warranty. If you buy the car, you want the extended warranty. You think it's a good deal, covers a lot. You trust your dealership that you're dealing with. You've been dealing with that individual all your adult life, you know, no big issues, you buy the warranty. Well, if you bought the warranty today, you don't pay a sales tax. But if you buy the warranty next year, you will. Now, warranties can be somewhat of a big ticket item, right? Because they're covering multiple years depending on the breadth and depth of the services that are the maintenance of the equipment. Some have much better warranty offerings than others. A lot of people are going to fall out. May not buy the warranty. May have to take the risk because of another 10% cost on top of that, right? And as I said before, the warranty amounts have been going up. They continue to go up. Why? Because parts cost more, labor cost more, things cost more. And that 10%, that number is getting larger every year, right? But you still might be making just $100,000. But you have a 3% flat tax rate, right? But it may not be going anywhere. Unless your salary is going up commensurately, you may be okay in the first year. You may be okay in the second. But in the third and fourth, you could potentially be upside down. And the cost of these goods sold and the tax rate on top historically is going to outpace what you're making. And when you look at this broad-based approach, and look, I applaud the administration for trying to work this out. It is one of the most complex things to do. There is no doubt about it. Can it be done? Yeah, but can it be done in 3 weeks or 2 weeks? I don't think so. Already they've run into some headwinds as it relates to inventory taxes. I think in Jefferson Parish, if my memory serves me correct, you know, I was the CFO, so I monitored all of that. We were probably somewhere between $30 and $40 million, right? You know, that we collected on our behalf of inventory taxes. So let's just say it was $40 million. And you divide that by 4.75, I think is what our portion of the tax rate is. They have to have $84.2 million in increased gross sales to be taxed just to cover that one thing that they want to take away. Now, they're taking away prescription drugs as well. Sales taxes are collected here on prescription drugs. That's a number that's probably very similar to the inventory tax number, if my memory serves me correct. So then you're having to create an additional tax base of $150 to $160 million in gross sales. And you have a lot of different services here that historically have never paid a sales tax. So to bring these individuals into compliance is going to be real difficult. Take lawn care for one. I mean, how do you do that? A lot of these people are on a cash basis. Some take credit cards, some don't, some do. You don't really know how many clients they have. There's not a consistency, right? You might get your grass cut once a week for 5 months out of the year during the warmer months, and every other week for the remaining 7 months. Things change there. And if you're not domiciled in the parish where you're performing these services, you're liable never to get picked up in an audit. And the reason I point all of this out is that your local government is the single most important government to you in being able to maintain the services, the infrastructure, and otherwise. And if they don't have those dollars necessary and they don't appropriately execute on spending the dollars in an efficient way and providing the services and the work to be done, you're New Orleans, if that's what you want to be. That's been the big challenge. I hate to say it that way, but that's the reality. I've said it to every council member that's ever come on this show. Lack of execution, a lot of times not about the money, but about the lack of execution. But moving forward, there has to be, this process has to be sacrosanct to make sure that your local government continues to be adequately funded. If not, and we're not going to know in the short term, and I'll throw this out to legislators to think long and hard about this. As a former tax collector, when we go through the maturation process of collecting, bringing people into compliance, understanding the sourcing of where we are going to say these transactions actually are accounted for, what parish, because of the complexity of some of these business transactions, it very much influences how much local government will be able to collect. You know when we're going to have some of the first iteration of data? Right before every one of you legislators are running for re-election. Yeah, remember, you heard it here first. And guess what? If local government's upside down and they start talking about having to have millage increases and things of that nature because they just don't have the dollars necessary to fulfill, to meet the expectations of the taxpaying public, those things are going to come to the forefront on the eve of your election. And I can't wait to hear the dialogue of how we're going to explain this away. Because in some sense, this almost feels like the Nancy Pelosi approach. We'll know more and better about this bill after we pass it. It's a wasted exercise to really debate it on the front end. Gain a better understanding of how local government is financed, why some of the things that are being proposed might make sense in theory, but in operation provide a lot of challenges that we're not going to be able to overcome, and local taxpayers are going to suffer. Because my sense is that they're not going to have the dollars necessary. I've talked to a lot of people. One of the sad realities, I hadn't talked to one yet that's been able to connect the dots. That's scary. And it should be scary for you too. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.